my mind. Becomes still. Great feeling of peace. I feel inside. I turn my attention inwards. I, the soul, the most concentrated spark of energy, I have within me the full potential of life. I have all the powers within me. And not only powers, but also all virtues. Specialities, all talents, as I become totally focused on myself, I re-emerge my potential. Also now know the Supreme Being. The Almighty. The source of all powers and and virtues. Very gently, I allow my thoughts to reach Baba's mind. So that his energy can flow into my mind Baba, I open my mind I open myself to you so that your pure energy your might and your light will guide me Help me and give me strength to reach new, higher levels of understanding. And realizations. Om Shanti, and welcome to this morning session. We have a wonderful topic. I think it's a great topic. The power of turning. And thank you very much for coming. We have to get the translations going. Okay. 103.10, that's the Polish frequency. 103.10 dla Polaków. Sto trzy sześć. Okay. Of course, we all heard Daddy Janki's class this morning. And probably because before her class, there was the announcement of today's workshop. So she touched on the power of turning. And the great thing that she said for me is that turning power makes your intellect clear. And... is there anyone who speaks Spanish? Anyone who speaks Spanish? Who needs translation? No. So Daddy Janki said, turning power makes your intellect clear. And I think we all know that when the intellect is clear, then actually what more can we ask for? A clear intellect understands and realizes knowledge properly, finds it easy to follow Srimad, and most of all, a clear intellect gets easily connected to Baba. Anyway, in my many years of being with Baba, I think it's now 28th year. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Sister Halina, and I'm doing Baba's work in Poland. When I think back, the ability to turn again gives me new life, because it gives me realizations and new level of consciousness. And I'm sure that from today's workshop we will get... actually, I thought the aim of this workshop is to identify methods of turning obstacles that we face in turning knowledge, and of course benefits, and we will also have some real practice of turning, each one of us. But maybe we'll start I'll start with a question to you. What is turning power? How do you understand it? Going deeper into the point. What is turning power? We need some very good, beautiful answers. to transform an information into feeling. Yes? And transform it information into experience. Okay, or self-realization. Okay, wonderful. The ability to talk to yourself about things that Baba tells you, so that until it sinks into your heart and becomes your Moni. I think there is a mic on the couch there. How else will we define? Yes. Come, Mira. There's a mic. And I specifically stick to the word power, not just ability, because I think training is a great power.
Yes, it is. That's what Dali said. If there's any doubt, and churning can finish any doubts. It makes it real. For me, it's not to think I try, perhaps, maybe. It's true. We are churning about the truth. And that I have to know about the true self, about the knowledge that Baba gives us, and without any doubt. And I think that makes the churning power for me real, and it goes in the heart, if there is no any doubt.
That's wonderful. Yes.
I think a few analogies come to mind. One is to be Swadashin Chakradhara. Dari, because they say that by spinning the cycle of self-realization, Vishnu cut off the heads of the devil. So I think by spinning the awareness, then we cut away illusion. So churning is to use knowledge to cut away illusion. So that's one I would use. And the other one of the cow being able to, you know, eat the grass and turn it into milk, but being able to really take something in so it becomes our blood, our life. It's kind of, it's what gives us strength when it's really digested. And then, what was the other one I had in mind? Oh yeah, Daddy talks about these two aspects that are a little bit subtle, the conscience and the chit. And chit is like the heart of the mind. So she says that unless it's gone into your chit, then it won't have an impact. So, you know, taking it into the point where it impacts on the soul, not just, you know, we like it. And also she talks about, another time she said, you will only change when your conscience understands. And to me, conscience is like the heart of the intellect. So there's like the heart of the mind and the heart of the intellect. And I think churning is to take it into that level so that it really goes into where it matters.
Anybody else? This sister is saying it's churning power leads you from theory, from knowing into being. I don't know how many of you attended Brother Mark's workshop the other day, where his main point was that we see the world on the basis of our recorded memories from the whole cycle. And of course, on the very surface is the second half of the cycle. So everything that we look at, our vision, is based on the subconscious memory. And now when Baba comes, he says, my sweet children, change your memory. Change your memory. And I think the ability to turning power changes our recorded memories. Which is quite powerful, and we experience that every day. Just enough if you check throughout the whole day, especially in Madhuban,
how many times during the day, or can you identify when your churning power is working for you and you have this nice consciousness, nice stage, nice way of thinking, everything is very good and very beautiful when you're experiencing new sights and everything is going very fine, and then how many times during the day is not so fine? Or you begin to have many questions, or sometimes you get into feeling, what's going on? I don't understand anymore. Or I don't like what is happening around me or with me. So these are some of the signs that will tell you whether your churning power is working or not. And we come to Madhuban, to this very, very special place, so that we experience deep change. And I love to call it a shift in our understanding, in our realizations, because you know Madhuban is the most powerful place for self-change. I've been here in few days, it will be a month I've been here in Madhuban this time. And I was observing myself, and about a week ago, half the way through, I felt, well, this Madhuban is not working very well for me. I don't experience this wonderful feeling, and I don't experience this beautiful change and intoxication as I should, as I have in the past, in my previous visits. And it took me 2 days of this internal struggle to realize, after 2 days, there was this realization. And I said to myself, my sweet dear, you need to change something, because what is happening is your old nature is surfacing. Your old nature and your old sanskaras are working for you. You do not put enough effort to go deep and bring some changes. It was powerful realization. Maybe some of the classes helped me to realize that it was like a flash. Come on, you don't like it. You're not satisfied. You're not happy, because you still are based on your old nature, which is within me. It has nothing to do with the outside surrounding, other people's situations. It's something that I carry with me. I think we received some great definitions of churning power. We'll probably receive many, many more as we go on into the workshop. I just wanted to mention a few ideas on my experience, which I would like to share with you. My best churning happens usually after Amrit Vela. I don't know if that's your experience, which is a bit difficult task, because after Amrit Vela, most of us prepare for Murli, and we have to travel. Many of us have to travel. There isn't that much time, but in Amrit Vela, as you know, Baba touches the intellect and puts power into my mind and my intellect. And my experience of so many years tells me that when I have at least 20 minutes or even half an hour after Amrit Vela, these are the most beautiful experiences of my deeply understanding Gyan. And what I try to usually do is just to sit by myself, take Murli or any class, and read it, and I need solitude, and I cannot hurry. I have to have all the time for myself. And I think that also applies to any time of the day when you want to sit and learn and study or chant, you need solitude and time for yourself. As if nothing else matters. The whole outside world does not exist, so nothing pulls me. And then I find that all the power in the soul are able to grasp very deeply knowledge and realize and feel knowledge. Actually, someone was telling me that he wakes up very early for Amrit Vela, and he has no problem with waking up, but when he comes to Amrit Vela, he falls asleep. Why is this happening? And maybe what works for me is that also before Amrit Vela, I love to read something from Baba's knowledge. And probably you all know, and if you don't, then there is a great book on Amrit Vela. I think it's great, this book. And it's been ever since it was created, because it's based on Baba's Murlis, where he specifically talks about what happens in Amrit Vela. And if you use it, you don't have to read the whole book, or you don't even have to read the whole page. Just read few sentences before you come for Amrit Vela, and you'll have great Amrit Vela. And I feel that book answers all questions. So that's one of the yukti. Another very important factor is that to be able to develop the power of churning, you need to love to churn. and as Baba gives points on that, grind your own ingredients. Which means, no matter how many beautiful classes you will hear, no matter how many great things you will read, no matter how many beautiful aspects people will tell you, other people will tell you, and Brahmins do talk a lot, but nothing is as special, as powerful, as your own churned treasures, because it is your own, and that stays with you. No one can take it away from you. To develop the power of training, Madhuban is a great place, I think the best place, because here we are away from the noise of Kaliyugic world. We are away from our responsibilities, so we have free time. So also our minds should have more space for knowledge, for realizations. That's not always the case, because even after coming to Madhuban, one sister was telling me she was leaving Madhuban, I think after a month. On 2 days before her departure, she said to me, "I'm so sorry I'm leaving, because only today I feel I'm in Madhuban." And I said, "Why?" And she says, "Because I've been involved in meetings, projects, service plans, and so on. I had no time for myself." So I said to her, "Well, even this realization is very powerful." And I remember Dari Janki saying many, many years ago, when she came to Poland, she said, for a powerful soul, one day in Madhuban, one day in Madhuban can bring wonders. So it's never too late. But even here in Madhuban, to help myself develop the power of training, I need good company. And good company means
someone who inspires me, someone who is an example for me, and not just seniors, but even those that I live with, that I talk with, that I eat with. Right company means someone who will not say, oh, don't go to this class. Forget it. You can skip that meditation. That's not the right company. Because sometimes we feel this is, in Madhuban there's too many classes and too many sessions, but they are all very important. Even if you feel it's too much, but when we get back, we will need all that very much. So the more we fill ourselves with, the better it is. In Madhuban, we need solitude. And there are places to study. There are places that you can be completely on your own, so that you can be really introvert, concentrated, and go into depth. We have beautiful meditations, many meditations. We have classes, we have workshops. We also have just Madhuban itself, or Gyan Sarovar here, which also is great help in realizations. For example, try sometimes not to do anything, but just sit in any place, dining room or any other place, and watch what the residents of Gyan Sarovar do. Because they are great people. I'll tell you, for many, many years, I was thinking, you know, to live in Madhuban and to do a simple task, a simple job, I wouldn't like that. I would feel this is some kind of bondage to my freedom. I've watched these brothers, usually, because majority is brothers, for years. They take care of a specific place. They take care of a specific task, which is quite simple task, and they do it every day for years. It took me some years to realize a deep secret. Their work, their task, their responsibility is very simple, but this is not why they are here. They are here because their main aim is to do the work on the self. Spiritual development. So the tasks that they do are not very important. And I'll share one secret. We are not supposed to watch movies. But in Poland now, there is a big thing with Indian movies. And it's a promotion of India. And this PK brother told me, you have to see this movie. I think it's called King Ashoka. I just know one beautiful scene from that movie, which is at the very beginning. The movie starts with a scene where I think it's the grandfather of the famous King Ashoka who renounces his kingdom. Why? Because he decides that he now has to go into spiritual, would you call it retirement, or he decides that more important than his kingdom and more important than all the kingdoms of the world is his own spiritual development. So there is this great scene where this grandfather joins this group of monks, and just with a simple cloth he covers his head and they go into solitude. It's a great scene because I think also Christ said, what is the achievement if you have all the achievements of the whole world if you lose your own soul, which means you lose yourself.
Okay, so what we will do now is we'll split into groups, and we have wonderful facilitators. And in these groups, I thought what we can do is by turning together in groups, by sharing, by practicing turning, we will come up with very many different methods and ideas. Because I remember one very beautiful secret about Brahma Baba, which always stayed with me throughout my Brahman life. I learned about this secret as soon as I came into Gyan. Brahma Baba, being the instrument of God and being number one soul of out of the whole world, he has what he had among many specialities, one very unique speciality. And that speciality was that Brahma Baba learned from everything and everyone. Did you know that? He had this attitude that everything around, everything that happens in life is for me to learn, is bringing information and has something to offer to me. So I think that's a great speciality that I think we also all have, and we can practice that today. So I will ask the facilitator to come in front. And they will explain what we're going to do for the next 1 hour and 15 minutes. Caroline, you also have this. So I think we have, I know that Polish group goes with Brother Bogdan and Sister Dorothy to seminar room number 8. Tak, Darku? Sala 8 jest przygotowana? And to wy możecie już iść do sali seminaryjnej numer 8. Dutch people? Okay. Sure, you can stay here at the back of the hall, and one group can stay here, or maybe two even groups. It's good to stay in a circle. So, Portuguese have already gone. Thai group, you stay here, okay? So, okay. Then we will know how many people are left. Okay, we need about 5 or 6 souls who will go with Brother Doug here. We need 4 or 5 souls for Sister Mira. It could be good to mix, but yes. Okay, one brother to each facilitator. And then just let all the sisters join to the rest of the facilitators, please, so that you form a group. That's good, that's good. So each group either can stay here, or there's also some space in seminar room number 8.